Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is Rihanna from The Self Project. I am also the founder of The Plan. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode. This week, we are looking at the power of self-presence. So those of you that don't know, I am the host for today's show. But what we do is every fourth Sunday of the month, we come on here, we have a couple of guests chatting about the power of self, whatever that self word may be. So last month we had a variety of different topics that were chosen for voting, and the power of self-presence was the highest voted. I think it had about 14 votes, something like that, across our social media. So the whole point of these podcasts are to unpack the meaning of these self words, so that way we can explore how we can embody, deny, or improve these aspects of ourselves, as well as share stories, tips, tools, resources, things like that, to help us see every life fulfilled. That's what the full version of the self acronym is. So without further ado, I'm going to play our intro, introduce our guest, and we should be back shortly to discuss the power of self-presence. See you soon. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Those of you that missed my intro, I am your host for today. I am Rihanna Ebanks-Babb, and I will have my guest with me. I will introduce him to you shortly. We'll be discussing the power of self-presence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest, Jah Anubis Jah Reds. Welcome to The Self Project, Jah.
What's good, Rihanna? What's good, everyone? Hope everyone's good. Salute. Yes, man. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. Those of you that are watching live, thank you for being here. Those of you that's going to watch the replay, let us know your thoughts, your feelings. Drop something in the chat if you are around today. And yeah, let's kind of get into it. So how are you doing, Jah? Feel free to introduce yourself to the viewers and those that will watch.
Yes, my people, my name is Jah Anubis Akwari, aka Jah Reds. I am the founder of ATS Creative Academy. Basically, we run different creative programs, creative clubs, and we also currently just started our self-defense and empowerment sessions as well, which will be on a one-to-one basis. And yeah, man, it's all about what we're kind of discussing today, you know, staying present. And dealing with your emotions, how to regulate them, such as so forth and so on. And we work across the spectrum from 5 years old all the way to 60 plus.
Lovely, lovely. And I will advocate for the work that Jah Anubis does. I'm one of the third directors of the organization and one of the mentors as well. And what I can say is that there is 1,000% investment in understanding how creative arts can support your overall well-being, you know. So 1,000% agree that everything that you're doing is amazing. The organization is amazing. And yeah, it definitely allows you to understand how to come back to self, how to come back to that present moment, particularly with everything that you're doing in regards to creative arts, combat, and everything like that. It allows you to understand how to live in this present moment. So thank you very much for that intro. Much appreciated. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you for the big up, man. Big love. And thank you for jumping on board as third director. I mean, you've only been with us over a short period of time, but yeah, your contribution has been amazing. People, ladies and gentlemen, Rihanna knows her stuff.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. So, listen, I've been actually really looking forward to this topic today because I feel like there's a lot that we take for granted when we're thinking about the future or when we're ruminating over the past, and understanding how to live in the present moment, it can be very difficult, So
yes,
this is why I'm actually really glad that this topic is being discussed today, because I find that there is so much information out there that, you know, anyone can go and Google, and there's heaps, pages and pages and pages of ways to be present, ways to attune your awareness, how to do this, how to do that. But I'm not looking for all of that information. I want to hear it from you, right? From your personal experience. That's the whole point of having people on this show, is to explore personal experiences from, you know, an everyday professional. You're a professional of your own life, right? So I think I'm going to jump in with the first question for you. How does embracing the present moment contribute to your overall well-being and mental clarity from your experience?
How does being present contribute to my overall mental and emotional well-being?
Yeah, well-being and mental clarity, yeah.
And mental clarity, yes. Okay. All right, so the reason staying present is important for me on a personal level is because due to my own personal traumatic experiences, and they were, when I say my traumatic experiences were very, very heavy, to give you guys a little short kind of aspect, when I first saw a therapist, this is what put me off of seeing a counselor. So it was more of a counselor, not a therapist. When I told her my story, the first thing she said to me was, "I'm surprised you didn't kill yourself yet." Now, for me, that is unprofessional, number one. That's something you may have supposed to have kept in your head rather than blurted out loud. Do you know what I mean? As I say, my history is very deep, and the scars run deep. So I was in, before the therapy, I stopped going to the counseling sessions because it really put me off. And I really started to look at, because I was a person that was always dwelling in the past or reflecting on something that happened, do you know what I mean? Or an incident will come back reoccurring in my head and I'm not moving on from it. You get what I'm saying? So martial arts was the full foundation for me to stay present. Do you know what I mean? Because you got to focus. You got to really focus and home in on your present moment. Then leading into martial arts, you start learning about silent in your mind, meditation, breathing, do you know what I mean? Focusing on breath, especially in martial arts, you've got to, with every technique, you've got to breathe out, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Make sure you're going with flow. Like Bruce Lee says, like water, you have to be like water, do you know what I mean? So that really helped me to be present, you know what I mean? On top of that, drawing, do you know what I mean? Sketching, story writing. All of these other things took my mind off of the past. Do you know what I mean? Not only that, I started utilizing tools that I was learning while I was pastoral care or support manager for Westminster Academy. So all that training for under behavioral, under anger management, not only applying for the young people, but I was applying for myself. Do you know what I mean? I was applying for my household, for my children. Do you know what I mean? So as I'm learning, I'm applying. Do you know what I mean? And these little tools, like when I'm focusing on my kata, I've got to focus on the sequences and everything like that, how my body's moving. When I'm in meditation, I've got to silence my mind or focus on my thoughts or focus on my feelings, how I'm feeling, how my body's feeling. Do you know what I mean? All of these little things are you staying present. Do you know what I mean? So all of these little tools and tricks and journaling, reflective journaling, do you know what I mean? Creative journaling, turning real life situations into fictional stories so you can spread a message through film. Do you know what I mean? Little things like this helped me as an individual stay present. From that, it allowed me to focus on my goals, know my purpose, know my route, know my path, know my specialities, know my weaknesses. Do you know what I mean? All of these things started becoming apparent because it's a domino effect.
No, I completely agree. And you know what? Especially the one that resonated with me. Everyone knows that I love journaling. That is my thing. And I feel that, and journaling has definitely been a tool that has enabled me to remain present because it allows me to think and pay attention to the bodily sensations that I'm feeling in that moment before I even put pen to paper. You know, it allows me to then be able to understand exactly what it is that I'm feeling, so that way I can even relay it into a journal, you know. So definitely resonates with me. And I find that when you're able to be in the present, you're able to feel your bodily sensations more, feel the hairs on your body stand up or lay down, or any muscle spasm or movement, to then hone into that area that you're feeling that. So you're able to then say, okay, why am I feeling that? What is my body reacting to? What is my mind reacting to? What emotions am I feeling
when these movements
are happening? Are happening. So I can definitely resonate with you on a lot of what you said there. So I guess my next thing to you would be, because I know you've mentioned quite a lot of practical techniques, but what one do you feel has been enabling you the most to stay away from the daily distractions? What practical techniques have you used that really keep you focused the most on a day-to-day basis? Because, you know, we get distracted all the time.
All the time.
1,000, I think it's at 15,000 thoughts a day. We can't pay attention to them all. But what ones do you feel really help you stay focused regardless of these distractions that you have?
The most important one, and I'm sure you witnessed this at one of our clubs, is the deep breath, 3-second rule. Once I focused on that 3-second rule, and because you know you have that 3 seconds to be aware of what's about to pile up within your system, within you internally. So it's like once something happens, especially when it's unexpected, that just take that breath, take that breath. That deep breath allows you to think, do you know what I mean? And react or not react. Whether it's a situation that you need to react to calmly because you're being agitated, do you know what I mean? Or is it a situation that isn't worth your time to elaborate more? It might be a situation that, you know what, I can see where this is going. Let me go this way. Do you know what I mean? So the 3-second rule, breathe in, deep breath out, that has worked for me like a charm. The other thing is, if my mind is overwhelming with thoughts, it's very hard to begin with, but it's like when it's going, it's all about one, breath as well, but two, noticing that your brain is going everywhere. Do you know what I mean? At that moment, and being able to say, hold on, why am I thinking about all of these things, whether they're about to happen or not happening, or whether someone said this and it's got back to you or whatever, that's not important. What's important is your goal, your focus. Do you know what I mean? What's important, what's in front of you right now, your family. Do you know what I mean? These type of things that we should be focusing on the now. Like, one of the things I tell all of my clients across the board, from young people in groups, one-on-one, it doesn't matter. I say, look, incidents have already happened. Do you know what I mean? If we're talking about the past, if it's already happened, it's happened. We don't need to be focusing on what's happened yesterday, as we're going to miss the opportunities, or that is what's going on right now. Do you know what I mean? Don't worry too much about the future because it's not here yet. Do you know what I mean? What we can do is start focusing on the steps that we need to take in order to provide and stabilize that future thought that you're having. Do you know what I mean? So you have to make the moves now in order to think, even process what's going to go on in the future, because the future's not here. Do you know what I mean? Another thing is just that breath moment. If things are happening at that, you know, in that present moment, you know, that is getting you agitated, anxious, stressed, whatever it is, the power of the 3-second rule for the present moment is what I will use. Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
I like that 3-second rule. I like that. See, and I'll throw in my 2 pence piece here as well, because there's an acronym that I came across years ago, years ago, when I first started doing coaching and mentoring. But it was also something that I came across when I was doing work in schools and nurseries, working with children.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a simple THINK acronym. And I think I said this to you the other day, actually. But is it thoughtful for the T? Is it helpful for the H? Is it inspiring for the
inspiring,
I? Is it necessary for the N? And is it kind for the K? So THINK. And once you go through all of that, and then you think, you literally answer it to yourself, okay, is this action or thought thoughtful? No. Or yes, no. Whatever it may be. Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? That in itself allows you to pay attention to your responses and sensations and behavior and attitude, all of it in that present moment. And it brings you out of the future. It brings it out of the past, and it hones into what is happening right now.
Happening.
So that's my little one. And definitely when I find that my mind is all over the place, my go-to is meditation. You know, it clearly shows that I've got a mental overload, and I need to disaggregate my thoughts and compartmentalize them in different ways, and just focus on one thing. And by way of doing that, you literally are taking the moment to be mindful of your thoughts in that present
moment. And pay attention to what your body's doing as well, because you know, I'm a sucker for it, and I'm still learning, guys. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're taking on so much, you know, there's that thing, especially that the team, the ATS team, Wall says it to me, ask for help. You know what I mean? So don't be afraid to ask for help, because you can get zoned into what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? And it can overwhelm you. Like, for example, I could have easily asked Lawrence the other week to help me to my home and with the equipment. Guys, I pulled my back trying to navigate this snooker table, this pool table in my exterior cupboard. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, don't take on too much. Pay attention to what the body's telling you. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Definitely.
Ask for help. Know when to ask for help.
And that leads me nicely into the next question as well, because I think that asking for help is difficult, within itself, but it's also knowing that you need help. And you only know that you need help by being aware of what you're going through in that present moment of time. So for me, I think my next question to you is, how do you cultivate that awareness building, that mindfulness building, so that way you're able to really connect with the present moment?
I'm going to resort to a couple of things here, and I brought my notes out for this. I had a feeling the question like that was going to come.
I like preparation.
So we've got to look at, you know, a person's orientation in order to stay present, or what we're focusing on, especially like, and I'm looking at myself. I look at how the clients that I interact with, very much all of us as human beings, we have a very bad habit of focusing on our traumatic experiences. Yeah. You know what I mean? Which hinders us from staying present. Do you know what I mean? And there is a study out there, ladies and gentlemen, you can type it in Google. I've forgotten what the study's called, but I'll give you a brief. The study was based around those that are raised and able to live in the present, rather than subjected to those that are always faced with trauma from their grandparents to their mother to the child. Mm-hmm. And study shows that those families that, you know, always raised with the values of living in the present live longer lives. Do you know what I mean? They live happier. They deal with stressful situations a lot better. Mm-hmm. Those that are raised under traumatic environments, you know, generation after generation, study shows that they live shorter lifespans. Do you know what I mean? And are not able to handle high stressful situations, environments, or emotional stress. Do you know what I mean? We don't regulate. So in other words, we don't regulate our emotions as well as we should do, because there is no generation above that was able to regulate their own. Yeah. So once
can
we
I
have...
Can I interject
there?
I posted something similar on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't the study itself, but it was about mm-hmm. regulation. And I posted mm-hmm. posed a question around whether adults that are erratic in their behavior, mm-hmm. whether they have had the regulation that they needed as children. So obviously as exactly. parents, we have to be regulated within ourselves to then teach our children how to regulate themselves as well. It's called co-regulation exactly. within psychology. So if a child mm-hmm. isn't taught that as their base schema or as their base yeah. scaffolding understanding of how emotional management, and mm-hmm. as an adult, you're then not that it's you're unable to develop that skill, but it's harder for you to assimilate into that type of regulatory practice because you've not been taught mm-hmm. it from a young age. So that's what
exactly.
I
want. Yeah, and that's the key problem there. And this is the thing, is what I'm coming across is that there is a lot of adults that don't are not able to regulate their emotions.
Yeah.
Because you're not able to regulate your emotions, you're not able to communicate your thoughts. Do you know what I mean? And so it's all a domino effect. So once you're able to regulate your emotions, and this is a tool that I embedded in my practice, but in order to name it, I always have to refer to my notes. But it's called basically the EQI model for emotional and social function. Yeah, so it's all about, it comes up in five different ways. It's all about one, self-regulation, which means optimism, maturity, and flexibility. So how are you able to regulate your emotions? Are you being optimistic or are you being passive with your thinking? Do you know what I mean? Are you, how can I, or are you a why me? Do you know what I mean? How are you looking at the present situation right now? Are you looking at yourself as a victim, or are you looking at your that situation that is a reoccurring thought as a point of empowerment? Do you know what I mean? So these are things that you're looking at when you're looking at the EQI model. Two, self-perception, your self-regard, your confidence, your awareness. Do you know what I mean? Not only externally but internally. Do you know what I mean? Your confidence in yourself. Do you know what I mean? How are you feeling? If you've got a family, how are you feeling towards your family? These are little questions we need to ask ourselves. Do you know what I mean? Because I can tell you right now that dealing with a lot of parents, and I've been in this game since 2001, from when I was senpaiing with Gokhan Ru to working in the schools, pupil referral units, to working as an independent now. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of parents out here that, and I'm talking about, it's all in the moment. Do you know what I mean? It's not, you're not aware. It's subconscious. It's all subconscious. Yeah. When a child, sometimes a child could be bursting through the playground all happy, come to see mommy, show what they're going to do. And this is at any age. Coming to show the parent what they're going to do. And there's a snapping moment because you're tired, you're run down. You just want to take your child. You just want to leave the playground. Now this lady's coming to approach me about this, that, and you may be neighbors. So they're giving you a story about down the road, something that happened, and you don't want to hear it. You just want to go home. I'm just painting you guys a scenario. Do you know what I mean? And you accidentally snap at the child. And I know as parents, you think about that later on when the house is quiet. Oh, I didn't need to do that. Do you know what I mean? So these are little things we need to look at, our awareness, self-regard, confidence, and awareness when it comes to self-perception. Now, self-expression, do you know what I mean? Are we being authentic with ourselves? Do you know what I mean? What is our independence like? Do you know what I mean? Are we being emotionally attached to or creating an emotional bond out of trauma? Do you know what I mean? Looking for the sympathy rather than looking for the solution. Do you know what I mean? All of these things we have to look at. Hence why journaling is very important to me as well, especially creative journaling. And being able to reflect on what you've written, do you know what I mean? On a reflective perspective, and have an effect on you. Sorry, guys. So it doesn't have an effect on you, because, you know, reading back on traumatic experiences can be a trigger for some people.
Yeah.
But it's all about having that confidence and independence, and that knowing that it is a past experience, and you're just reflecting on it and seeing where you have come from. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. To where you are now. Yeah.
And that's an interesting point as well, because I've, like, over the years, I've kept my journals, and I find that particularly when I was in my early teens, mid-teens, there was a lot of things going on, I'll be honest. There's a lot of things going on, and but me enabling the reflective side of it by understanding how something has affected me then in comparison to how I am now, I'm able to do the inner child healing, because it means that I'm also aware that, yes, things have happened, but I'm not a child, that child, that wounded child anymore. I'm a safe adult. I can, you know, I can ignite my sense of safety within myself as an adult. So it also helps you pick up themes and trends, because if you're realizing that there's a certain point in your life, or certain something that has happened, or even people around you trigger certain things within you, but you know that you want to change, you're able to pick up on those themes and trends as well, and make those steps to make, you know, effective actions to change it. So
yeah, and that comes back to the step number one in the EQI model, which is under self-regulation, maturity of self, and the decisions that you're making, and the responsibility of knowing that this is you projecting out this behavior. Do you know what I mean? And it comes back down to the fourth one after the third self-expression is where I left off. Fourth one, interpersonal. Empathy, connectedness, responsibilities. Because you have a responsibility to show your child that you can regulate your emotions. Do you know what I mean? I always tell parents that if you're feeling frustrated and your child comes up to you for that one moment, one, remember the 3-second rule, and turn around and say, 1 second, honey, or son, or however it may be, I need to, mommy, daddy's feeling frustrated right now, a bit flustered. Can you come back in 10 minutes? Do you know what I mean? Because the child will say, what time is it now, mommy? Or how, depending on the age. Do you get me? And you tell them the time and say, okay, I'll come back in 10 minutes. And that gives you that breathing room. Trust me, they'll understand. Yeah. Young people aren't silly. They could pick up on the energy. You know what I mean? So yeah, show empathy towards yourself, if you're a parent, towards your child, and know that this is how you're feeling. You're regulating your emotions. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And now you're having the confidence and the self-regard to express this to your family, your household, your peers, whoever it is that you're surrounded by at that present moment. And then the final one, which comes back, which is, you know, the end all, is decision making. Impulse control. Yeah. See how it's all connected with each other. How you're responding, and are you being objective to the situation at hand? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, all of these, you know, I take full on board these five principles of the EQI model for emotional and social function. That's how it's presented, and that's how I was taught it. And I just made sure that these principles were embedded in everything that I do. Do you know what I mean? You witnessed it the other day, we had a young person, a parent was there. I still pulled the young person aside. I still told them off in the format that I will tell them off, because they need to recognize the behavior that they did is their behavior. Don't be angry at me, because I am coming to you pointing out what you have done wrong. That comes under the maturity. Self-regulation. Do you know what I mean? Now you're coming under self-perception. You're showing self-regard. You're coming with awareness, self-expression. You know what I mean? Authenticity. You're showing, like, the behavior of why you've done something wrong. You're breaking it right down. Do you know what I mean? You're also showing empathy, but you're bringing the connectedness with that young person. Do you know what I mean? And then you're showing the right decision, because, you know, you're able to discipline this young person in such a way where their parent is able to stand back and say, you know what, that's needed. Do you know what I mean? So, the EQI model, if you can embed that in your Yeah, if you can embed those principles, those values into yourself, it will naturally come out in the work that you do, whether that is with your household, whether that is with the community, whether that's within your workplace. Do you know what I mean? And besides, the one thing that can help you regulate all of this is that 1 second, that 3 second rule, 3 second breath rule. Do you know what I mean? And when you and the oh yeah, just to top it off, when you've left the situation, incident, or whatever it is that you may be facing in this high stressful moment, when you get away, I also say the three in and the six out. Yeah. When you're walked away and you're on your own, immediately 3 seconds in, 6 seconds out. What you're doing with that breath is you're resetting the mind. Yeah. And then once you're resetting the mind, your body will follow. Yeah. And then you're able to make the right conscious decisions, whether you're going to follow up the incident, i.e. make a complaint, whatever the procedure you need to take, or even if it's confronting the individual, you'll know that you're approaching it in a calm situation, because two fireheads is going to be one raging fire, one raging flame. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
So it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? We don't need no more tsunamis. Yeah. We need calm.
Yeah,
We need calmness.
definitely.
So, yeah, be the river.
Definitely. So much great information you just shared. And I don't know if you saw the comment that I shared before, but Melinda has said, important discussion, so many gems, the power of breathing, absolutely. Listen, we underestimate how many different ways we can breathe, first of all, but the power of the breath in regulating our body. We really
Yes.
do underestimate it.
Yes, we do.
That in itself is a mindful practice, being able to not even just regulate, but observe your breath and the changes that it makes, when you are stressed or when you're fearful, when you're upset, or even when you're happy, when you're joyful, your breath changes so much. Yeah, being able to pay attention.
I can second that. I mean, this is why I like martial arts or self-defense. Do you know what I mean? The breath is so important in what you do in self-defense and martial arts, because it's like it's making your life easier. Do you know what I mean? And if you're taking that principle from martial arts or self-defense into your daily life, you know what I mean? Knowing that if I move with the with if I move my arm this way, do you know what I mean? With the breath, it's going to flow easier. Rather than me holding my breath and trying to push against it, it's going to be a strain. Do you know what I mean? So think of that in life. If I focus on my breath and flow and breathe, things will flow a lot easier. If I hold my breath, do you know what I mean, and keep
It's going
everything
to
in,
create resistance.
it's going to create tension. Do you know what I mean? And then if you want to look at it on a spiritual level, you'll end up blocking all your chakra points, and then it releases different chemicals in your body and all of these other things. We can go very deep, do you know what I mean, on the effects of the importance of breathing.
Yeah, literally. Just
Do you
breathing
know what I
alone. We
mean?
could be here all day. I know that.
Yeah, trust me.
It's true. Okay, so moving on, before we go to our break as well, we've got our nice little this and that break, as we usually do on the self project. But before we move over to our break, I think it's important for us to explore, because you mentioned this earlier, and I just want us to go into a bit more detail with it about living in the past or focusing too much on the future. And my question to you is, how can individuals break free from that rumination or the depression of living in the past or the anxiety of the future, and just focus on being happy in the present? How can people break free from that type of thinking?
All right, so that comes under the spectrum of personal orientation. All right, personal orientation. So the way we can kind of break that is knowing when you are going through I call it the unhelpful thought cycle. Do you know what I mean? So it's knowing that you are in the past and you are not in the present, in this current state of time, and it's challenging your moods. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So again, question coming, like you said earlier, questioning the mood state, the mood that you're in, the mind state that you're in. Is there something that you faced during the day that may have triggered that past memory? Do you know what I mean? Again, you're coming down to journaling practices if you want to write it down. Then that's the only way you can kind of like break the vicious cycle of reoccurring thoughts, because that's what the past is. It's a reoccurring thought that you're having in this present moment, which is making you relive an experience. You know what I mean? So it's finding the root cause of that trigger moment, which triggered that reoccurring thought. So a friend might have said something. You might have been in a conversation that triggered that memory. Do you know what I mean? These things can happen, ladies and gentlemen, on a subconscious level. It doesn't have to be on a conscious level. Do you know what I mean? So always find the root cause. This is, again, personal orientation. If it's still becoming a problem, I would say become collaborative with someone, the collaborative effort. So you're going to a friend that you might want to console in. They might hear and see something that you said, you know, reading in between the lines, and point out the question to you, and it be a aha moment. Do you know what I mean? All of it is coming from the reoccurring thought base to the why me type of attitude, to the solution base type of attitude. Do you know what I mean? With your thoughts, with your emotions. Again, finding the root cause, changing the state of mind, regulating your breath. Do you know what I mean? These type of things and attributes, I think, can help you break that vicious cycle of reoccurring thoughts.
So what about the anxiety of the future? Because I find that a lot of people live too much in the future of something that's not real or happened yet. And how can you break that through living in the present as well?
Okay, so again, it's a similar method, ladies and gentlemen. Very much similar method. The only difference is that you're focusing on too much in the future, innit? So again, same method of personal orientation. Do you know what I mean? Checking your thought patterns, checking what's not helpful, because you're planning now for the future. You know what I mean? Remembering that the steps you are taking now is for the future. Do you know what I mean? Remembering that the future has not arrived yet. Do you know what I mean? Don't look at 12 o'clock and think about 1 o'clock. Yeah. Think about what you're doing now between those minutes and each breath and each step you're taking, each action that you're taking now. Do you know what I mean? What steps is it that you have to take to get to where you want to go to? So breaking yourself down to questions. Right. Cool. I want to open up this bar in 6 months' time, but I've only got 10% of the deposit money. But you're stressing. You know what I mean? You're not thinking again about the solution.
Yeah.
Of how you're going to obtain that other 60% or 90% of that money in order for you to purchase that bar. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What steps do you have to take? Coming back to the solution, regulating the thought. You know what I mean? Regulating your personal orientation of thought, your body, your mind, you know what I mean? Your soul, your state of mind. These are the things that we have to start looking at. Yeah. This is all coming down to, again, personal orientation, whether it's the past, whether it's the future. Apply these methods to yourselves. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, just try and keep steady, keep calm.
Yeah. Remain equanimous. Again,
focusing on the breath. Touch your skin. See what your face feels like. That's staying present. These are little things. Do you know what I mean? What's your hands? Is your hands hot? Is your hands cold? You know what I mean? Are you that
like surveying your body?
Personal orientation. How do you feel? Remember that word. Ladies, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, personal orientation, EQI model for emotional and social function. These are all principles and values and tools that you can take to help yourself and help your family. You know what I mean? This is how we rise in emotional intelligence. Yeah, I mean, I was a very highly strung young guy who's always angry, pain, da, 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 don't even touch me because I might fight you. I mean, I had to really regulate my emotions. I had to check my personal orientation. Do you know what I mean? I had to also look at how does the world see me in that current state? Do you know what I mean? Do I like to see myself? If I was out of my body, do I like what I see? Do you know what I mean? Question yourself. Yeah, coming back to that whole self-perception, self-regard. You know what I mean? Check yourself. Be mature, because some people feel they're mature, but mature comes with all of these actions. Being able to say, you know what, I'm sorry I had that little outburst, that was wrong of me. It's so hard for people to do. This is
Because
all
no one
under
likes to be
personal.
wrong.
Exactly. But this is part of the growth. You know what I
Definitely.
mean?
Boy, dropped some gems today already, and we're only halfway through the show. We're only halfway through the show, but we're going to take our little break now. So what I will say is, whilst we are here having our little break, if you're interested in being a guest on the next self project, follow this link here, click the link, fill out the form, and I'll get back to you. If you want to learn more about the self project, check out the website using that link there. If you want to be a sponsor, then reach out to me via email. And as always, if you are able to and willing to, everything on the self project is self-funded. So if you are able to and willing to, a donation will be greatly received. Okay, so are you ready for the this and that game, Jar? Do you remember how to play it?
You have to remind me.
Okay, so I'm going to call out two options, and you have a millisecond to think about the option that you prefer. So
Oh,
it could be a color. So green or black, you pick your favorite out of the two.
all right.
Okay, you got it? So I'm going to read out a few of them, and I'm not going to give you time to think. If you dwindle on your answer, I'm gonna give you a countdown. All right.
All right, cool.
Cool. All right. Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Mansion or
Cardio.
cabin?
Cabin.
Cabin. Okay. Audi or BMW?
Audi.
Okay. Serious or funny?
Oh, man. Serious.
Okay, skylight or mirrored wall?
Skylight.
Okay, apartment or home?
Home.
Why home?
Because home is in internal. If you're at peace internally, then your external will feel like home.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Rain or sunshine?
Oh man, I like both.
Got to pick
Sun.
one.
Son.
Okay. Nice. What else have we got here? Bare feet or shoes?
Bare feet.
Why bare feet?
Because you're connected, you're grounded. You know what I mean? There's three, just to let you know, guys, there's three points at the end of your soles, that connects you with Mother Earth. And the reason you've got rubber on your trainers is to disconnect that connection.
Again, dropping gems. Okay, introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
Trees or flowers?
Trees.
Why trees?
So humbling when you're just sitting underneath one.
It's true. Feel very connected to
Yeah,
trees.
definitely. Definitely.
Oxygenized. Okay, last few. Success or happiness?
Happiness.
Glasses or contacts?
Glasses.
Smile or eyes?
Eyes.
Why eyes?
Because eyes tell everything.
Eyes,
So,
the window to the soul.
Yeah, you could smile with your eyes without having a smile on your face. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's very true. I like that. I like that. Well, that's the end of the this and that game. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy
Yeah, definitely. It opened my
it?
mind a bit. Made me think
Yeah.
about myself on a personal level.
We like that. And again, it's all about connecting with the present moment, because if I ask you the same questions in an hour, you might choose something different.
True. True that. True that. Might.
Might. Exactly. Okay, so before we jump back in, I'm going to remind you all that obviously, yes, we have the Self Project show, but we also have the Self Project workbook that you can purchase on the Planet website. As you can see, this is a workbook that is both physical and digital. It is all about understanding self. This is what these shows are all about, understanding how you can lead a fulfilled life, whatever that may look like for you. So there's 50 questions as part of this workbook, and you're able to really get into the nitty-gritty of what it is you like, love, don't like, what you may need, understanding aspirations for the future. But this isn't something that needs to be done in silo. So there's also a community of practice being built. So if you're interested in going on this self-discovery journey with trusted individuals that are like-minded, are on a similar path, and are really wanting to get to know themselves to their best of their capability, then join the community of practice, drop your email in here, subscribe, and I will definitely get back to you once we are launching. Okay. And another quick reminder, if you didn't see it already, use this link to sign up to be a guest. Use this link to learn more about the Self Project. Use this link to email me, and this link to drop any donations. Okay. You ready to get back into it?
Yeah, man. Definitely.
Yes. We
Definitely.
like it. We like it. We like it. Okay, so in your experience, I know you've mentioned about working in a range of different positions, organizations, with adults, children, teens, the whole works. So, in your opinion, what has been the most effective strategies to help other individuals become more present in their lives?
The most effective strategy. I feel the most effective, and I'm more implementing it. Should I say I'm implementing it more now? And I feel it's the martial arts. It keeps them present because they have to focus on what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? They have to focus on what they're doing. And because I teach in a very slow manner, because I'm not teaching martial arts, I'm teaching self-defense. And there's a big difference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's the difference between martial arts and self-defense? Martial arts is more looked at thing, rules of engagement, for a ring setting. Do you know what I mean? Whereas self-defense, it's kind of like no holds bars. It's all about inflicting as much damage to your attacker and getting out of there, out of a dangerous situation. And because we're teaching you these life-saving techniques, these skills have to be applied on a slow level. So we have to break it right down so you know what you're doing, what joints are connected to where. Do you know what I mean? What can happen, pressure points, and all of these other little things that we have to be mindful of. Not only that, you don't want to be going into jail for murder. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, so even though you're defending yourself, you still have to abide by the law. Do you know what I mean? So you have to be in the state of defense rather than offense. Because the moment a person is injured or can't or is unable to attack you anymore, you have to have the self-control and the responsibility to know, all right, you're disabled, you're disarmed, I can go. Do you know what I mean? Call 999. Whatever, tell them the location of where the attacker is, and if they need to link you at home, wherever, or at a safe place, you know, mutual place, then so be it. So all of these things taken into perspective is the principles of self-defense that I'm implementing to my clients now. Both young people, adults, it doesn't matter what your ability is, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What your state of mind is, this is a great tool that will get you to work in the present. Not only that, journaling in a creative way, do you know what I mean? These little things help you be current, do you know what I mean? And again, resorting back to the all important 3-second rule, breath. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I like that. And from your implementation, I know you said you're implementing it a bit more now, but from the people that have implemented the strategies that you've explained, what do you see as the long-term benefits for the individuals?
Long-term benefits. Right. One, you become able to self-regulate a lot more, so your personal orientation rises. Your emotional intelligence will start to rise. You become aware of yourself. You become aware of your surroundings. Do you know what I mean? Not only that, you're aware of your own emotional behaviors, how you're interacting with people. These are the long-term benefits of whether you're applying any tools of self-regulation, whether it's any of your tools that you teach any of your clients, whether it's self-defense, whether it's under a creative banner. I won't say all therapy, but a lot of therapists are changing their models and mindset and how they see mental health now. So, you know what I mean? In this current moment, I don't know. I haven't had therapy myself, but I would suggest it because based on discussions alone, a lot of therapists and psychologists have taken their own personal experience, not only on a traumatic level, but both interacting with, you know, the services that are out there underneath NHS. And they want to create change. Do you know what I mean? Because they're no longer happy as well. So I'm seeing the changes. I'm seeing the amount of help and tools there are for people and individuals to become more present and live. I won't say happier life because, you know, things can change at any moment. But what I will say is more adaptability to a life, to your life. Do you know what I mean? So whether it's highs or lows, you're able to adapt. You're able to move on. You're able to stay present. You're able to focus on your breath. You're able to interact with individuals, whether you want to or you don't. Do you know what I mean? So all of these things and practices just brings up your personal orientation, your personal awareness, you know what I mean? Your interactive skills, your social skills, and your emotional intelligence.
Yes. Everything that you said yes to. And just something I want to add as well is particularly you said about being able to manage in certain situations. And in meditation, in Vipassana meditation, we call that being able to look towards balancing your cravings and your behaviors that are reversing. Yeah, I think that's the right word. But being able to either understand what you're craving towards, and that might be a particular feeling, it might be a food, it might be a person, but also the things that you're averse to, so the things that you might be running away from, it might be your fears, your dreams, your hopes, trauma, but whatever it might be, you're able to mentally and emotionally connect with self to be able to understand, process, then make a decision, make an informed decision on that situation.
Exactly.
And I just think it's so important for us to be able to know that whatever it is that we're going through, it is a craving or it's an adverse behavior, because we're craving some form of happiness or some form of freedom or some sort of release, but also we're running away from the pain that we're experiencing, whether it be emotional numbing pain, it may be the pain that we're expecting to have, so again living in the future, so you know, whatever it may be, having that balanced mindset to be able to go through whatever it is that you go through. We have these ups and downs in life, we have the ebb and flow, but it's about how you deal with it in
deal
the
with it and
moment.
adapt.
Adaptability, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very key because life goes up, like you said, up and down, left and right. Incidents happen at spur of the moment, you know what I mean? And that's, again, I'm going to resort back to self-defense or martial arts. You're in a high-intense situation, or we reenact in self-defense, we reenact certain high-intense situations. Do you know what I mean? And being in those high-intense situations, you have no choice but to be present. Do you know what I mean? And then once you come out of it and you're learning these practical skills, put that aside a moment, you're learning how to adapt to your environment. You're still able to navigate no matter what you've just experienced, whether it's a good experience, bad experience, traumatic experience, you're able to adapt. And this is where I feel a lot of people, especially online, and I'm going to put it out there, like to paint the fairy life. This journey, ladies and gentlemen, is not hairy fairy. This is not a Disney film. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we have to adapt. Once you adapt, then you become more happy. Do you know what I mean? You'll become more happy within yourself, more confident because you know how to adapt. Do you know what I mean? To situations, to life, to anything. Do you know what I mean? And once you learn adaptability, I think I know it will bring more of a smoother sailing life because then you'll start attracting the right things towards you because you're not in that stressful mind state all the time. Do you know what I mean? You're able to calm and regulate and process and express. Do you know what I mean? Calm, regulate, process, and express. There you
Yes.
go.
Make sure you get pens and papers, people. All these gems that are dropping, I know that you're going to need to write them down to remember them. Thank you very much for that. And I think as we're rounding off as well, there's a couple more questions that I have for you. But for me, in this moment of time, it can feel very difficult, as we've mentioned, to maintain a practice. And, you might need something one day and you might need something else another day. It's always a plethora, I would say, of tools and resources. Hence why we do these shows, because it's a plethora of tools that people can take what they need and leave what they don't need. But when it comes down to living in the present moment, sometimes we're not going to make the right, decision. Hence why I do the this and that game. And I mentioned about in an hour's time, you might choose something else. But, in this moment, in this present moment, you chose what you chose. But how can we understand and embrace spontaneity when we are living in the present? And why is it important for us to embrace spontaneity?
All right, so, do you know what? It's weird that you asked me that question because I love spontaneousness. I feed for it. Do you know what I mean? When things like, for example, I mean, this is where intuition comes into play as well. Do you know what I mean? So you're exercising what feels right. Yeah. And you might have, like, you might make a suggestion and say, oh, do you know what? Let's go parachuting, like, take the staff parachute in, da, 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 da. Yes. Do you know what I mean? That's going to make me feel good once I hear it. Yeah, I'm going there. Let's plan it. How much is it? Blah, da, 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 da. Do you know what I mean? So it's about knowing how you feel. Someone might say, yeah, let's go bungee jumping. Nah, no. Do you know what I mean? I don't trust the rope. I rather trust the parachute rather than the rope. It might be too long and I just hit the concrete, you know? Like, I don't know. So
I hear you on that
it's like paying attention to your intuition, like that
one, though.
immediate way of what your body is responding to. Does it make you feel good? Are you getting that excited moment or you're nah. So it's just I don't know the words of expression to say right now. I can just show you the actions.
The actions
Follow
are
me, guys. Follow me. You know what I mean? But yeah,
fun.
if you got that sudden oof, like you're moving to it, yeah, go with it, man. Go with it. If it's like once you got that, no, follow the no. Yeah, you know, like Martin Lawrence. No. Yeah, follow it through. Don't say and someone tries to interject you, twist your mind through. Now you're doing something that you don't want to do. Yeah, so it's paying attention to your intuition, and your body will react for you once you hear something. You know what I mean? You go off, like get all excited, smiles start beaming and all sorts. If you're not smiling, don't do it.
That's
So
true.
yeah,
That's true.
spontaneousness is good. Just pay attention to your bodily cues. And if you're, like I said, if you're an follow the no. Yeah,
Yeah,
no.
it's
Express that
true.
no.
It's very true. And I think being able to have that fine-tuned ability to, go with your gut instinct, go with your intuition, that's you building self-trust. Yeah. And this is something that unexpectedly I realized when I was at the gym, right? That I was building self-trust with myself by way of being very present in the moment. Because you have to, again, what you mentioned about martial arts, you're paying attention not only to the breath, but the muscle that you're working on, the muscles that are being developed, the muscles that are achy, if you're fatigued, if you're hungry, like all these things is building your intuition, fine-tuning it, but it's also building a sense of self-trust by way of knowing what my body is able to do and what it cannot do. So that way I avoid injury, or I'm able to push myself maybe a couple of reps more, whatever it might be. But it's building that ability to know what my body wants and what it doesn't want and what it needs.
And again, like you said, with the knowing that with the martial arts, self-defense, we have to your warm-ups is going to be the most intense part of the session. I'll let you know that right now, because when you get into an engagement, you know what I mean, especially a physical altercation, you know what I mean, it happens in seconds on the street, and you're going to be very tired. Do you know what
Very
I mean?
true.
Everyone that's been in a fight or anything physical, confrontation, even tug of war, you know what I mean, it's tiring, it's draining, and your adrenaline is all over the place, and you might not even be thinking about your breath in that moment. So again, yeah, you want to get your words out, and everyone's shouting at the top of their lungs. But anyway, it's bringing you back into that calm, high intensity, then knowing how to bring it down. You know what I mean? Knowing what you could go through. Do you know what I mean? Because physical altercation, warm-ups, you know what I mean, drills, it's all replications of the same thing. Do you know what I mean? But the only thing is that this is in a controlled environment, and outside of martial arts or self-defense, anything goes out there. So you know what I mean? You're building your body ready. Like, again, you're building up your resilience, you're building up your intuition. Do you know what I mean? All of these things are helping you process and adapt to the world and environment that you're in right now. You know what I mean? And also, if anyone has that pondering question, how do I exercise my intuition? Yeah. There are things out there. This is one of the things I help with my clients as well. These are intuition cards. You know what I mean? And they come in four different subjects, like whether you should act upon the intuition. So it gives you little paragraphs, like, for example, this one says, get your priorities straight. What really counts in your life right now? Take time to consider how you can use your intuition to guide what is really important. So it's giving you questions and cues for you to regulate your own intuition. Do you know what I mean? And act upon it. So you got, I'm not going to read them all, but you got identify. So you're identifying what your intuition is saying to you. It gives you things like practice. So you could practice upon your intuition. Do you know what I mean? So these are all things that that kind of help you harness, do you know what I mean,
Yes,
and
I
develop.
like these cards.
Yeah. You know what?
I
It's
like
weird.
them.
I found them in Waterstones in Croydon on the off chance.
Okay.
And there was like two
Nice.
boxes left.
Okay. No,
Yeah, but
that I like that. I like the actions. It's not just a card where it's giving you a suggestion, but it's prompting you to do something in that moment. I like that.
exactly. Yeah, and I just do that with my clients as well, so it helps them. So every appointment, if you're meeting me once a week, you get one intuition card to exercise that intuition. Do you know what I mean? Comes with all the practices that we do, whether it's on a creative level, self-defense level, or even music support level. Do you know what I mean? Don't do that so much, but yeah.
And just on that point as well, before I go over to my last question, I came across this graphic which I think is very helpful for practitioners because, we can always say that we know what's the best thing to do in that moment of time, but not all the time we would know. So this is another way that you can practice working on fine-tuning your intuition, remaining present, and working with individuals that might be in highly emotional or stressful situations. So this is a model by what's her name? What's her name? Something McLean. What is her name? I think it's Emma McLean, I can't remember. But basically, she's divided this self model as a coach. So, in regards to presence, you can ask yourself, am I quieting my inner chatter and loosening my assumptions and beliefs? In regards to empathy, am I deepening my capacity to connect with my client? The working alliance, asking myself, just enough, too much, or do I need more? Feelings. Does my range of feelings allow me to travel with ease where my client needs me to go? So what they mean by that is, am I going on the journey of feelings with this individual? Am I resisting certain feelings because something's come up for me? Again, this is something that you're able to use when trying to remain within the present moment. They've got boundaries and systems. So am I noticing important patterns and themes, often invisible to the client? Are my boundaries firm enough to prevent rescuing and colluding, enabling the client to see their story more clearly? I think this one is so important because it means that we're not nudging anyone in any one direction. Remember earlier we were saying about the ebb and flow or the craving and aversions. This is such an important question to ask yourself because you can have so much influence over someone's life, especially for you, Jar, you work with young people. Having so much influence over someone's life, it changes and shifts their whole life direction. So by way of knowing your own boundaries and remaining firm with them, even down to the client pushing you in a direction that interaction may not have meant to go down, but
Yeah,
now that you're there, it changes the course of that relationship as well.
definitely.
Then you've got embodiment. Am I invested in regularly grounding and centering myself, much like what we've been speaking about today? And courage. Am I seeing and seizing opportunities to turn up the heat and use my courage by sharing observations and uncovering blind spots? That's with self and with others as well. I believe one time we've spoken about the Johari window here on the self project, where you have the blind spots, what you can see, what you can't see, what others see. So, yeah, I just felt to share this because. And yeah, as
Definitely.
practitioners, we don't always get it right, and we need to
Yeah,
check in with
exactly.
ourselves.
You don't. And again, it's very similar to the EQI model of emotional and social functions. So it was like there's so many parts of it that crossed over. So it's like, yeah, it's good to kind of see. And that's why, again, it's good to have these principles and values embedded in your practices as well. Do you know what I mean? And again, like you're saying, and I'm going to on a self-defense point. One of the things I like to do is with the clients, especially if they face really traumatic experience. Do you know what I mean? That they are fearful of facing again. One of the things that we're going to do is that we're going to actually recreate that experience. But not in the sense of to trigger you, but in the sense of for you to find out how it's making you feel. What are your feelings like now? Do you know what I mean? Reflect back on that and make notes of it. Make notes of it. And now you're regulating your state. Do you know what I mean? To the point where we keep facing you with this situation and you can face the situation. Do you know what I mean? And overcome the situation. So some people will say, think outside, like, why are you trying to trigger? Why are you trying to trigger or try something else? Use a different practice. No, because that is what you're afraid of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fear is a state of mind. Do you know what I mean? It's not that I'm trying to enforce it upon you. What it is I'm trying to assess why it's making you feel that way. So I'm going on the journey with you. Do you get what I mean? So I can, you know, find a solution and find a way for you to get over this hurdle.
Yeah, and it enables a healing of a narrative as well, because it means that the individual that has experienced whatever it is that you're reenacting, they're able to see it from a different perspective. Not from that wounded place, you know.
Exactly.
And an exercise that I do regularly with some of my clients is the six hats thinking challenge. So there was a psychologist, I can't remember his first name, but De Bono, six hats thinking, and it gives you six different types of ways that you can view and assess a situation, whether it's creative, whether it's managerial, whether it's through hope, looking at risk. And it just allows you to, again, pick apart the situation or the thought or the behavior or the attitude and look at it from six different perspectives. So it's kind of like looking at it from six different people's lenses, you know, and enabling you to see what the truths are in that situation, because a lot of the time we can, you know, look at things with rose tinted glasses and with a whole bag of lies. But yeah, it allows you to change that narrative, but understand it, unpick it, look at it through different lenses, and then put it back together how best you see it. Yeah,
exactly.
And there's a practice in Japan called Juchi, where brokenness and bringing things back together means that you are able to relook at a situation in its fullest form and in a new light of beauty.
Okay, and that is also displayed in, I know it's a film, but that's displayed in Karate Kid, where Jackie Chan was mashing up the car. He does it, he repeats it every year, do you know what I mean? And, you know, after that, when Will Smith's son came and pointed out something, he knows he's no longer smashing the car. He's gotten over it. He's got his aha moment. Do you know what I mean? And again, same with self-defense. You put in the client. The client may not be the attackee. Do you know what I mean? We might repaint that scenario and have them look at it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Before we put them in that scenario again. Do you know what I mean? Hence why we do assessments. Do you know what I mean? And find out where your mental state is and things like that. Do you know what I mean? So all of this, I feel, is necessary for anyone in a coaching practice, anyone that's in a position that is nurturing an individual to healing themselves or up in their game. It doesn't matter whether it's sports, it doesn't matter whether it's personal, it doesn't matter whether it's a school setting, education, training and development, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Retail. We all kind of need these principles in order for us to empathize and understand the individual's journey, the client's journey.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And on that note, that leads me nicely to my final question of how can we advise individuals, or maybe not advise, what advice do you have from a personal perspective that you can share with our viewers and our listeners about how you can create a sustainable practice of remaining present.
A sustainable practice of remaining present. My advice to you, listeners, will be to, again, I always come resort back to it, the 3-second breath rule. Do you know what I mean? If we could keep that principle, because, again, it's allowing us to assess a situation. I know it's 3 seconds, but your body will assess the situation and react in the right format. Do you know what I mean? Again, meditation. Do you know what I mean? Finding things that keep you present. Do you know what I mean? So sports, training, fitness, all of these things keep you present, because you're not thinking about yesterday, you're not thinking about tomorrow, you're thinking about the activity that's in front of you right now. Whether it's creative, if you aren't creative or do you feel like you're not creative in an artistic way. Find what your creative outlet is, because creativity comes in many different formats. And that means you could be a writer, you could just be, you probably be a journalist, do you know what I mean? It could be anything, do you know what I mean? In the creative thinking format. It's not just art, it's art and expression. But yeah, these are just little tools that I would say that us as human beings, as mini creators in this realm, and I've got an expression that I say to everybody, and you can see it on my pages as well. We are the reflection of the creator. And if the creator is in consistent state of creation, what do you think you're supposed to do? Create. You're supposed to find your creative flow. Do you know what I mean? So find your creative flow, find what works for you, stay in tune with your breath, paying attention to what your body and what your thoughts is telling you right now. We can't control every single thought that goes through our brain, but we can at least, you know, monitor the thoughts that are going through our brain and 100%. Choose which ones that are work for us and which ones don't. Remember, we want to go back to the unhelpful thought, personal orientation. Do you know what I mean? So,
definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much. And I think for me, I would say check in with people, because it means that you're getting an outside perspective, not for validation or anything like that. It's more, you may miss something. There's always blind spots that we have within our lives that other people may pick up on. The other thing I will say is track your habits as well. If this is something that you really want to embed within your life, within your daily habits, and it be something that is sustainable and long-term, track those habits on a day-to-day basis. If you are wanting to meditate, if you're wanting to journal, track those over a month, see how many days you do, and then monitor and examine the days that you haven't done it and why you haven't done it. Then you're able to check back, okay, the reason why I didn't do it this day is because I was busy doing this, or I felt in this way. And then you're able to then understand the triggers of the things that prevent you from doing certain things, especially if it's something that you really want to do. And then the last thing I would say is get yourself a coach. If you really don't know where to start, reach out.
Reach out, man. You know? and so many people are afraid to reach out. Just reach out, because the great thing about us is that we're not sharing your stuff to the NHS and all of these things. Exactly. And we have to abide by confidentiality and stuff like that. So if you need the help, you need the coach. Coaching comes in many different formats. Mentoring comes in many different formats. Just find the format that works for you. Do you know what I mean? And if you are facing major trauma things, you know what I mean? Get the therapy and get other external sources where you can kind of express and release that tension, that pain, and that anger. Do you know what I mean? And I will always suggest sports, martial arts, or self-defense for you to express and get rid of that, the anger, the hurt. Do you know what I mean? These are the elements that will help those wounds to heal. Yeah.
Yes. 1,000%.
And also, before we go, remember what I was saying earlier, the EQI model for emotional and social function. Check out those five principles. I'll say them one more time. Self-regulation, self-perception, self-expression, interpersonal and decision making. If you remember those values and embed them into yourself, it will express into the work that you do, into the behavior, into your behavioral actions that you display in your household, in your community.
Thank you for that recap. And the last thing I will say is finding ways to ground yourself. Connecting with the ground in whatever way you can. There's a ground, there's a floor everywhere. There is a floor everywhere, and it's free. So there is no reason why you can't get in tune through any grounding exercise on any ground, on any floor.
And take the rubber shoes off.
Oh, gosh. Absolutely. Well, listen, Jar, it has been a pleasure hosting you.
Thank you.
As always, always bringing the vibes, bringing the gems, bringing the good sources of information, which I love. I love, 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 love. So thank you so much. You know what this next part is about. I need your self-word suggestion. Anyone that is watching as well, I need a self-word suggestion. Thank you, Melinda, for your comments as well, for joining the show. So, Jah Anubis, what self-word would you like to see on the next self project?
Self-word. Self-expression.
Oh, I like that one. That hasn't been done yet. That has not been done yet. Okay. I'm just writing it down so that I don't forget. The power of self-expression. I like it. I like it. Okay. Maybe I should throw in one. I'm going to ask you for a second one so you can be thinking of your second one while I'm thinking of mine.
Oh, I got it already. I
feel... Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you've done it, though. Self-empowerment. Have you done that already?
No, we haven't. Self-empowerment. Okay, we like it. Okay, I'm going to pick self-care.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
Well, I'm a self-care coach, so you know we gotta do it one day. We gotta do it one day. Anyone in the chat, feel free to drop your self-words. I won't be able to see the comments unless I won't know what you want until you share your comments. So we've got Sabrina Allen here. Love this, very necessary discussion. Thank you very much for joining.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. I don't think anyone wants to share their suggestions. So my second self-word will be, I've got to think about it. I don't know. There's so many words.
I know.
Self-trust. And okay, the reason why, I mentioned it earlier on. And that's something that I really have been working on, is building my self-trust, my intuition. Yeah. So it will kind of link to this show as well. So just to recap, we've got self-expression, self-empowerment, self-care, and self-trust. So those of you that are listening or watching back, you can go on the social media from tomorrow, cast your votes. It will be on Instagram, Facebook, page, as well as the Facebook group in the plan place, as well as LinkedIn polls. And I believe, I'll put it on YouTube as well. So if you want any one of those ones, make sure you vote, and the results will be shared with you guys at the end of the week. Possibly, at the end of the week. I'll be in Italy, but I'll still share it.
Yeah, man. Good. Do you mind if I drop my contact details?
Of course. I was just about to say, where can people find you? How can they connect with you? Come on.
No problem. Right. So you can contact me on www.atscreativeacademy.org. And that's our website, or our email, atscreativeacademy@gmail.com. Do you know what I mean? On our website, there will be a contact number there that you can contact me on as well if you wish to have a telephone consultation. And anyone that is in need of self-defense, if you've been a victim to any, assaults, victim of crime and stuff, and you want to learn how to defend yourself in the most and become more tactically sound in this urban environment, please do give us a call. Hello. I think I'm on here on my own. I don't know. It's disappeared. All right, guys, I think Rihanna has disappeared. How strange. Well, I hope you all got the information, and hopefully Rihanna will be here soon. And I'm gonna take that moment and say bye. And I hope you all enjoyed the show. Check Rihanna out. Make sure you support her and her movement. Oh, look, she's back. There you go. I was just about to big you
Oh
up
my
and bounce.
days.
I was just picking you up and I'm about to leave, love. I was like, yeah, well, think
Oh,
Rihanna's gone, ladies and
I
gentlemen.
appreciate you holding the
about
fort.
to do your outro.
I appreciate you holding the fort. I don't know what happened, but the internet just luck off. Hey,
Oh
thank you so much, though. I appreciate it.
no,
You dropped your
I'm
details,
there.
yeah?
Yeah, I dropped the details and I looked at the screen and your face was stuck like
Gosh.
that.
Well, we're back, and we're rounding up. So I appreciate you filling in whilst I was MIA. So thank you so
Yeah,
much
man.
for being a guest today, for the jokes, for the
Thank you.
gems, for everything, honestly.
Yeah, man. Salute. Big
Every
up.
definitely everyone that's watching, listening, it will be available later on today or tomorrow, on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms, specifically Spotify, because you can still watch the video as well. Jahanubis, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day,
You
everyone.
too.
Self-care Sunday. Do something nourishing, do something uplifting, do something supportive for yourself. Get to know how you can develop the power of self-presence. Okay, have a blessed and
Well,
most beautiful day, everyone. Take care.
salute. Thank you.